This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. If you've been to any of the big U.S. air shows in the last 10 years, chances are good you've seen the amazing Red Bull aerobatic helicopter flown by Chuck Aaron. And if you've been to see Spectre, the new James Bond movie, that helicopter doing barrel rolls in the opening sequence might have seemed familiar. Today we're talking with Chuck Aaron about his work on the film.
I'm super excited about it. It's just it's really a lot of fun shooting that movie.
Oh, I can imagine. So can you tell me a little bit about it? How did that all come to pass, and what was it like?
Yeah, I got initially it all started from they saw me flying on the internet and on YouTube, and they tracked me down and found me and asked me if I would be interested in doing a Bond flick. And I said, New York second. And it took me about 6 more months to get everything approved with Red Bull and the attorneys from Bond and for Red Bull to get it all ironed out for insurances and everything. And flew it down to Mexico City from Los Angeles and painted it. It was a 17-hour flight to get down there, and I flew about 40 hours there doing the show, and another 17 or 18 hours getting it back.
And so how long did you stay there?
I was there all of March and first couple of weeks in April.
Wow, all of that to get 8 minutes of flying.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Quite a long process that you have to do the shooting each scene over and over and over.
Wow.
So they can look at it from every angle possible.
Mm-hmm. And you've done movies before, right?
Yes. Done The Rock with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage. Walker, Texas Ranger with Chuck Norris. NCIS, those are the main big ones.
So when you were doing this flying for the Bond movie, is it basically you go and shoot the same sequence over and over and over? Or, and how much of it is real and how much of it is post-production?
It's almost all real, and that's why they hired me.
So
they wouldn't have to use special effects as much.
Mm-hmm.
Bond tries to do that in everything they do. So yeah, just about everything on there is true, except for there is a scene in there where I'm a bad guy in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and Bond kills me in the end, and he kills me while we're flying the helicopter, and he throws me out and he jumps in the seat. And in that sequence, after he throws me out, that's me, but they digitally removed my face and put his face on me.
So it looks like
him. It's been fun. I've enjoyed every minute of it, and Red Bull's been terrific to me and for me, and so this Bond movie. I've had an enchanted life so far, so I'm very happy with it.
I imagine. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.